September 1st, 1894. Our work and the manner of doing it, concluded. Ellen G. White. There is danger that when the Lord shall send his people special light, they will also place themselves on the side of the Pharisees. But let not one of the people who have had advanced light take the position that they have all the light that is to be revealed for all time, and that there are no further rays to shine upon their pathway from the Word of God. The more our people search the Scriptures, the more will be revealed the rich and precious gems of truth. Will those who have felt the spirit of oppression from their brethren in the churches do that which they condemn in others? Will they do as did the self-righteous Pharisees? Will they meet argument with ridicule, jest, and sarcasm? Will they say of the light-bearer, as the Pharisees did of the world's Redeemer, "He hath a devil"? Will they be ready to forbid his message, because he followeth not with us? Will the messenger whom the Lord shall send with special light be treated with ridicule and contempt, as Paul was treated by the heathen who said, "Let us hear what this babbler hath to say"? When we are called upon to differ with others, or others express their difference from our opinion, we should manifest a Christian spirit, and keep this fact prominent that we can afford to be quiet and fair, for the truth will bear investigation. The more it is studied, the more will its light shine forth. The Lord frowns upon everything that savors of harshness and severity, and puts his rebuke upon those who cast contempt and reproach upon those who differ with them in opinion, placing them in the worst possible light. All heaven looks upon those who do this as heaven looked upon the Pharisees, and pronounces them as ignorant both of the Scriptures and the power of God. The enemies of truth cannot make truth error. They may trample upon the truth, and think that because they have cast it down and covered it with rubbish, it is overcome. But God will move upon some of his faithful ones to do as Christ did when he was upon earth, brush away the rubbish, and restore the truth to its appropriate setting in the framework of truth. In companies where the truth is a matter of discussion, there will be those who will oppose everything that they have not held as truth, and while they flatter themselves that they are only battling with error, they have need to hear with unprejudiced ears, that they may understand what is truth, and not misrepresent and misinterpret that which is spoken. They have the example of the men in all ages who have fought against truth, and who in so doing have rejected the counsel of God against themselves. Heavy will be the responsibility that will rest upon men who have had great light and great opportunities, and who have yet failed to be wholly on the Lord's side. Should they venture to be wholly on the Lord's side, they would be preserved in integrity, even when they were called upon to stand alone. He would enable them to stand courageously, in purity and fairness, contending for uncorrupted principles of righteousness. He would sustain them in battling for the right, because it is right, though justice were fallen in the street, and equity could not enter. They would understand what would be pure and undefiled, and in accordance with the life of Christ, and would not turn from the purest principles of Christianity in spirit, word, or action, even though they stood in opposition not only to ignorance, but to those who were cultivated and experienced, and who used the weapons of sophistry to silence them. Through all this strife of error against truth, they would be preserved, and enabled to keep such a course that their enemies could not gainsay or resist them. They would stand as a rock to principle, refusing to compromise with any man, and yet preserving the spirit that would characterize every Christian. He who is a follower of Christ will distinguish between the sacred and the common, and will cling to the true evidence of a man's character and work, for Christ has said, "By their fruits ye shall know them." The Christian will move forward amid all manner of opposition. He will despise flattery, because it is born of Satan. He will detest accusation, because it is the weapon of the evil one. They will not cherish envy or indulge in self-exaltation, because these are the characteristics of the adversary of God and man. They will not be found as spies, for Satan used the despised Jews in doing this work against Jesus. They will not follow their brethren with a flood of questions as the Jews followed Christ for the purpose of entangling him in his words, and provoking him to speak of many things in order that they might make him an offender for a word. Human nature is still human nature, and the tempter is unchanged. He works by the old methods to produce the results of the past and ruin thousands of souls as he has in the past. We are not safe at any time or in any place except as we are closely united with Christ, unless we are constantly praying for wisdom from above to resist temptation and overcome in the conflict. And whenever you see men lifted up in self-sufficiency, feeling no need of seeking God for help and grace, you may be sure, whatever may be their profession, that they have placed themselves on Satan's side of the question. They are moved upon by his power, and their life actions will produce the fruits of evil. Therefore, watch and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. Ellen G. White.